Welcome back to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We're turning dreamers into doers. If you're ready to open your heart and take inspired action on your dreams, you are in the perfect place with wonderful people. Here's your host, dreamer, educator, and adventurer, Abigail Gazda.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to episode 356 of the Hearts Unleashed podcast, Rewriting the Negative Narrative. I felt extra inspired to come to you for this episode because I take a certain pleasure in whether it is with clients, one-on-one, in group, in person, at events, or just even over a meal. A lot of people have made it in their mind that the people they look up to have no problems, or people living great lives have no problems. And I love surprising people and telling them, no, I still deal with things and breakdowns and challenges and frustration. And half of it mostly exists in my head. And so it is an illusion that the people we admire have it all figured out. And it's also like an illusion or an excuse to say, I will start this dream or relationship or job or passion when I have my shit all figured out, because that is an illusion and a way to get out of doing something scary. So we're starting this episode with a formal call out, I guess, not necessarily intentionally, but I really just wanted to level with everybody about the idea that the inner critic, the negative narrative, I've been saying negative narrative a lot lately because we are the authors of our story, right? We are the ones telling it and writing it and causing it and creating it and co-creating it and manifesting it. And so if you want it to go different, it's going to require you thinking different, talking different, maintaining a different perspective, shifting your context. And this, it comes with its challenges. And so let's dive into this as a concept so that we can take more responsibility for it and then take a look at, like, what can we do about that? So I often, you may have heard me explain this as, like, one of the things my brain does is catastrophize. It's default to imagine, like, the worst case scenario, at least for me. And I imagine for a lot of people, like, worry or anxiety take hold, overwhelm is, we're very susceptible to the negative narrative when our emotional endurance is low, meaning we're not keeping up with our well-being practices, we're not sleeping, we're not journaling, we're not maybe, you know, doing some form of therapy, counseling, coaching, mostly just accountability, right, around our well-being, no matter what that is and what works for you. I'm not here to say you have to be doing it a certain way. I'm here to be saying you need to be doing it. You need to prioritize your well-being because that's what keeps you strong and in your power and empowered up against the negative narrative. I kind of have it that the negative narrative is always available. It's always an option. It's always running. And it's a matter of how much you indulge in it and how much it takes over your life, your identity specifically, and then, like, your relationship with your life and yourself and what you're creating. So this is where people, this is a predictable place where people assume that if I talk about negative stuff, I will manifest more negative stuff. But I'd like to distinguish that talking about stuff for processing purposes is what helps you gain control and power over the negative narrative. That's why I talk about, you know, counseling, coaching, therapy, accountability, support groups. Those are all where you take the negative narrative out for a walk. Because when you give it space, you also exorcise it out of your head and your heart. And whatever that negative, it might be body image, your self-image when it comes to like how successful or smart you are, or the opposite of, like that critical, very critical. For me, a lot of it has to do with like worrying about outcomes, which is then I'm like rushed into trying to control and manipulate or force things to happen. The greatest practice, oh my gosh, which I'm going to offer is surrender. And it drives the negative narrative up because my form of controlling, like, oh, I'm afraid of this outcome. Like, I'm afraid of a bad outcome because the negative narrative is, what about this? What about that? What if you end up broke and nobody buys from you and then you're homeless and you have nowhere to go and everybody hates you? Like, it could go so quick, so fast, escalate so quickly. And if I sit there and stew in that, it will consume me and I will be petrified into inaction. And I promise you that daily and weekly, I am navigating and managing the negative narrative. It's a matter of the fact that I love the life I'm creating. I love what I do. I love who I help. I love the conversations I'm in. And then left to my own devices, especially on, let's say, like a little admin work day where I have to look at my to-do list and start checking things off and send in emails. I often will start a day like, oh my God, there's so much to do. Where do I start? I don't know how to start. There's not enough time in the day. I need more time. You know, so it could go quickly. I wonder for you as you're listening, like what that inner voice says and how it goes and the tune in of it and all of that. And I will tell you it's there and it's not there as much as it ever was, ever has been. In fact, a lot of my background narrative now is affirmations that I have, like I actually have a working list of affirmations all the time on my phone. In fact, also, I sell personalized affirmations. So if you were to head to abigailgazda.com or heartsunleashed.com, you would see personalized affirmations as something you can do where you message me about the life you're creating and the dreams you have, and I help you create affirmations specifically for you that would help you change the negative narrative, shift it, choose a different narrative. And I want you to think we're not actually changing it. There's the negative narrative, and let's call the opposite, just for sake of sakes, is the positive narrative, right? We're going to just set down the negative narrative and pick up the positive narrative. And there are days where my emotional endurance is low and I'm toggling between the positive and the negative so quickly that it's, again, it can be overwhelming, but I'm inviting you to just choose the positive narrative more. So you're affirming, I know who I am. I am valid. I am worthy. I trust myself. I can trust myself with money. All of my content makes me more money. Every time I publish new content, I reach new people. Like, I'm giving you some generic, some personal, right? And so I have this working list of affirmations where my baseline inner narrative is those affirmations. Another baseline tune in my head is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys hear me say that all the time. Like, that's not generic. That's not for show. I try to wake up saying that. I try to go to bed saying that. It is a conscious effort. And I think a lot of people get frustrated when they find out how much work being positive is. And being optimistic and choosing, it is a choice and it's not a lazy choice. Like, I am very careful when I use that word, but I do use it a lot in coaching calls because it is mentally lazy to let the negative narrative run our lives. That's its function, is to just go. Just keep talking. Like, it's an endless stream of content. And so can be the positive. It's also always there, always an option, always available, always running. But we default to the negative narrative. And so I just want to bring the awareness around it, because it's okay to have worry and fear. I'm not even saying you'll be without fear or concern or worry. I'm saying you're going to actively choose a different story. You're going to actively write a new outcome. And that when you are thinking, breathing, affirming, living, speaking the positive narrative, you will continue to manifest and be manifest positive outcomes because your frequency, you are a frequency match for a positive narrative. This is really important because you are the one who gets to choose. You are the one who gets to say so. And I will tell you a very specific challenge that I have faced with this is I want to keep I understand that my words create my world. And so I am very particular with my words and the way that I speak with people around me. So when people want to complain, because I realized years ago that we as humans, the way we know how to relate to each other is often through reporting and complaining. So we talk about our jobs that drain us, or our kids, or our friends, or parents, or friends, or family, and or the world and all of its things. Like it again, the default is the negative narrative. And so when someone is complaining to me, I will not necessarily indulge their complaints. And I certainly won't agree with them, specifically if I don't agree with them. So hear me out on that, because when I need to process something that I'm working on, I often take it to a professional. Because if I take my complaints and fears and negative narrative to someone who isn't equipped to help me shift it, they will affirm the negative narrative. Therefore, we're both rolling around in it. And that's not empowering. So I often speak my negative narrative to someone who can hold me in what I'm struggling with and help me navigate the negative narrative and then shift and alchemize or transmute, like upcycle that into the positive narrative and really feel empowered about what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what I'm speaking, and what I'm causing and creating. And so this is that cue, like, text is interesting, even talk and conversations where people are complaining. Like, I will listen as to hold space, but I'm also pretty specific that if I'm not in an active coaching conversation, I'm probably gonna check in first to see, like, what do you need right now? Because I'm not going to immediately dive into coaching that person about, like, you should think this way, or did you realize that, like, complaining is causing more of it? You know, like, I don't drop bombs on people the way that I, like, would like to or used to even. I double check with people to make sure they want to shift that narrative, because sometimes people really just do want you to relate to them in their negativity. And there's plenty of people in the world who will do that. I just simply don't wish to be someone who does that. So I don't wish to do that for myself. Therefore, I trust trusted professionals to help me with that. And I don't want to do that for others, because I really don't want to contribute to someone causing their own misery. And so I do my best to listen, but I also do my best to love and upcycle the energy. And sometimes I'm just doing that silently, where I'm taking in what they're saying and I'm, you know, praying about it, or just saying, like, thinking to myself, like, this can be upcycled, you know? So I'm offering this to you as a contribution to you and how you can shift your own negative narrative, but also how you can be a contribution into the world. For first, the most simplest thing you could do is turn your TV off, right? Like, turn off the news, turn off this, turn off that. And I believe in being informed, but I also believe in you ingesting and digesting world news and information at your pace in your desired fashion. I believe there's a lot of news outlets that try to be the least biased. And so there's a lot of opportunities to find the world information in a healthy way. But social media isn't always one of those ways. So it might be taking a time off social media. Another thing is I've had to put up boundaries with friends who want to talk about certain topics, or I'm not much of a debater, or it just depends. It really depends case by case. I could say that too, because I like talking about religion and I do like talking about politics in certain ways and forms and whatever, but I don't need, like, things sent to me not against my will, but, like, without checking in, like, hey, are you available to receive world news right now? You know, and then things like that. So I think that we can be conscientious of people and what they're navigating and what we're trying to create and the life we're trying to cause for ourselves by having boundaries and, you know, checking in on other people's boundaries. And so honestly, that just looks like heart-centered connection, like really being present to the person in front of you and what they're up against and what they're creating and how you can be a part of that. So I love this. I've enjoyed this episode and sharing with you. I hope that you feel empowered to get a handle on the negative narrative and choose the positive one. And just remembering that you are the author of your experience. So you're writing it. It's not writing you. And if you believe it's writing you in the way, it might cause you to feel like a victim. So I really encourage you to take hold of the way that it's going for you. And if you need support around that, you can always book a discovery call with me. Reach out, email me, abigail@heartsunleashed.com, and say, hey, I'm ready for a discovery call. Let's chat about this whole thing. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning into the Hearts Unleashed podcast, where we are turning dreamers into doers. I love you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We hope you found all the inspiration that you needed today and that you use it to take the next inspired action on your dreams. If you love the show, share it with a friend. We love spreading the love. For more information, to listen to more episodes, or to shop Hearts Unleashed, visit us at heartsunleashed.com. See you next time, Hearts.